So the Gemara in Daf Yomi Beis talks about this Issa. The Chista's Issa, that one is not allowed to take apart a Beis HaKnesses until you build a new one. For different reasons, either Mishum Shiuso, Mishum Saluye, either because we're afraid that you're not gonna build a new Beis HaKnesses. Within the Srashel, we said, according to some Rishonim, well, you won't build it at all. Or Mishum Saluye, because in the interim, you don't have a place to daven. When do we say Rav Chista's halacha that it's also to disassemble the old before you build the new? He doesn't have see a crack in the Beis HaKnesses. Ravashi was chazi batiyua in the Knisht of the Masa Mechasya. What did he do? So he brought his bed into the Beis HaKnesses to sleep there because he wanted to ensure that would be a goal, that he would work hard to make sure that they would rebuild the Beis HaKnesses. So Zakta Gemara, you see from there, Rav Ashi held that if Chazi go to you, then it's mutter to take apart, to disassemble the first Beis HaKnesses before you build the new Beis HaKnesses. The Tosis is troubled with what seems to be a side shayla, but a very, very important shayla. The Aile Lepuri Lahasam Tema. Tosa says, the Gemara Megillah comments that you're not allowed to sleep a Shena in a Beis HaKnesses, not a Shena Sarai, not a Shena Keva, not even a temporary sleep. So how is it Mutter Rav Ashi slept in the Beis HaKnesses? How could he do that? So Tosa himself gives an answer after a back and forth. We'll get to that back and forth in a moment. Also says, "V'yeshlomer d'lav mamish lebeis haknesses aylo lepuria yelo besamach lebeis haknesses, b'mokom shehaorchin regilin leishev sham v'lecho k'demina ba'arbe psochin." U'shmul lamali lekdusha beveknishta lafuke orchin yidei chavas and da'ochlo v'shosu v'gana beveknishta. Shmuel in the Gemara Psochin asks, "Why do we make kiddush in shul? What does Shmuel hold that makes him ask that kasher? Remember, what does Shmuel hold?" What's his famous sheet in the town? Ein kiddush ala b'malkam suda. That's someone who chazes. Excellent. Shmuel holds ein kiddush ala b'malkam suda. So he asks, so why do we make kiddush in shul? We're not eating in shul. We're not having a suda in shul. So we're not going to be otze kiddush in shul. So what's the goal? Because the goal is to be motzi those who are eating in shul, right? The orchim that are achlu v'shasu v'gana v'beknishta, they eat in shul and they sleep in the shul, they have no other place to go. So they're eating in the shul, so for them it is a kiddush makom suda. So that's why we make kiddush in shul. So what's going on over here? What, the orchim are sleeping in the shul, they're eating in the shul, you're not allowed to eat in the shul. So says Tosfos, there too, we're not talking about that the orchim are actually going to sleep in the shul, but rather they're going to sleep in the chadarim that are somach to the Beis HaKnesses. It's lav dafka in the shul. It means the Beit Knishta, because it's in the shul building, but it's not in the sanctuary, as we would say, right? Not in the Beis HaKnesses per se, but rather on the side of the Beis HaKnesses. That's where they're going to sleep, because you're not allowed to sleep in the shul. It says Tosfos here too. Rav Ashi didn't sleep in the shul. It says he brought the Puria into the Beit Knishta. It means he slept in the side. He slept in another location, because one is not allowed to sleep in the shul. So this is Tosfos' answer. His answer basically is the Gemara is lav dafka. Rav Ashi didn't sleep in the shul. Comes the Ran, and he says, no, maybe Itaka slept in the shul. And it's mutter. How's it mutter? The Gemara says, you're not allowed to sleep in the shul. So the Chidushi Ran says, here in the Kovetz, first he quotes Tosfos' answer, that maybe he didn't sleep in the shul. Yinami yesh lomar, yocha shani di litzor beis haknesses haya oser, v'ifshu di litzor beis haknesses mutter. Dr. Ran, this is a different situation. Why was he sleeping in the shul? Not stam to sleep in the shul. He was sleeping in the shul so that he'd have a go to push them to rebuild the shul. So the sleeping was at tzorich of the Beis HaKnesses. If the reason why you're not allowed to sleep in the shul is because it's a bizayon of the Beis HaKnesses, so if you sleep in the shul for at tzorich of the Beis HaKnesses, then that's not a bizayon. So that's permissible. It's not that he slept outside the shul. He slept inside the shul, but here there's a special heter because he was doing it at tzorich of the Beis HaKnesses. Question?
One guy on the Zoom said, I want something
on
the camera.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know, if their cameras are off, I figure I could keep my camera. What are you? Should put your camera up? I'm just kidding. Okay. Ooh, there we go. Okay. The Hagos HaShri goes one step further, even. The Hagos HaShri quotes from the Rav Yah that maybe not just the Tzorah Beis HaKnesses is permissible. Rav Osa Shri is in Simen Dalet. Rav Yo Pirish, the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaKnesses Mamish Haya Yoshen, the Letzorech Mitzvah Mutter. He says any Tzorech Mitzvah one is allowed to sleep in the shul. He must assume that any Tzorech Mitzvah is not a Bizayim. It's not just that Letzorech Beis HaKnesses it's not a Bizayim. The Tzorech Mitzvah is not a Bizayim. You're not doing it, it's not a Dovah Shel Rishus. It's not like you're tired and you're sleeping for your own purposes. Let's say you're eating Letzorech Mitzvah. Not sleeping Letzorech Mitzvah, but if you're eating Letzorech Mitzvah, right? Letzorech Mitzvah, he says, would be permissible to eat in the shul. Like if you have a Shalashudas in the shul. Having Shalashudas in the shul is not a Tzorech of the Beis HaKnesses. Right? It's not a Tzorech of the Beis HaKnesses. It's not like the shul is going to disband if you don't have Shalashudas in the shul. Right? It's not a Tzorech. It will disband. It's not a Tzorech of the Beis HaKnesses. I don't know what you're shaking of the head. Okay. It's not a Tzorech of the Beis HaKnesses. But it is a Tzorech Mitzvah. As long as it's a Tzorech Mitzvah, so then that's not called the design of the shul. Any Tzorech Mitzvah is permissible. And he brings Raya's other times that people, different times that people would take a sleep in the shul. We know sometimes we eat in the shul if it's a Tzorech Mitzvah. Even if it's not a Shalosh Shudas, to have a Sheva Brachas in the shul. You know, there are Tzorech Mitzvah that that one can think of that you can eat Letzorech Mitzvah. So Rav Osa Shri says in such a case it's mutter to do it in the shul. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says only Tzorech Beis HaKnesses is mutter. Eating Letzorech Beis HaKnesses is permissible in the shul, but a Stam Tzorech Mitzvah, the Ran says no. The Ran apparently assumes that it's a design of the Beis HaKnesses to eat in the shul. So only if you're doing it with Tzorech Beis HaKnesses is it not called the design of the Beis HaKnesses. But any other Tzorech, even if it's a Tzorech Mitzvah, but that's not for the Beis HaKnesses itself, not for the Beis HaKnesses itself, then that would be a design. That would be also to do in the shul. Tosfos seems to argue with the Ran too. Right? Tosfos says Rav Ashi didn't sleep in the shul. He slept outside. But it's a tzorech for the Beis HaKnesses. The Tosfos seems to assume that a tzorech for the Beis HaKnesses is not enough against the Ran. Right? The Ran says a tzorech of the Beis HaKnesses is enough. Tosfos says, no, he didn't sleep in the shul. Why not? The tzorech for the Beis HaKnesses, what could be the problem? What do you think? What is Tosfos thinking? Why is it Tzorech for the Beis HaKnesses not enough? Maybe the answer is that Tosfos assumes that Achila and Shasiya Mitzad Atzmam are activities of Bizayon. So Tzorech Beis HaKnesses is not going to help you. If someone is doing an act of a Bizayon in the shul, so just because he's doing it with Tzorech Beis HaKnesses, that doesn't, it's not Mafkiya, the Shem Bizayon from the Maisa. Eating and drinking? So what that it's a Tzorech Beis HaKnesses, but it's still a Bizayon. We can think of other activities that people could do that are definitely Bizayon in the shul. We can't think of how they'd be a Tzorech Beis HaKnesses, but like there are activities you can do that are Bizayon. It could be that Tosfos assumes Tachila and Shasiya. That's a Bizayon of the shul. It's a Bizayon of the shul. It doesn't matter that you're doing it for some kind of positive purpose. It's going to be better. Right? Sleeping in the shul. Sleeping in the shul? Sleeping in the shul? Take your bed into the shul and sleep in the shul. So what that it's going to be a Tzorech of the Beis HaKnesses in the future? That's not marked as the sleeping now. Sleeping now is a mice of Bizayon, says Tosfos. Intrinsically, objectively, it's a mice of Bizayon. So if objectively it's a mice of Bizayon, so then there's no hetter to do that in the shul with Tzorech Beis HaKnesses. But Tzorech Beis HaKnesses makes it not a Bizayon. It's still objectively a Bizayon. So if it's a Bizayon, Tosfos says it's going to be us. And the Ran says, no, a Tzorech Beis HaKnesses by definition is not called a Bizayon because you're doing it with Tzorech Beis HaKnesses, so that is going to be permissible. Okay, these are the basic approaches that the Rishonim have. But there's one other answer. Question? There's one other answer that you can give to this kasha. What's that answer? Rashi. What does Rashi say here? Nothing. Where's the Rashi? Begin. Tosfos quotes the Rashi. Tosfos says, Ein Letaris. So we left that out, because first we wanted to deal with Tosfos. But now let's go to Rashi. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's answer. But let's see what Rashi's answer would have been. So says Tosfos, Ein Letaris, Mishim de Bebovel, Havi, Va'omer, Reva Asi, Beperek, Vasa, De Megillah, Bote, Knes, Yosha, Bebovel, Al Knai, Hein, Asuyos. Upir, Shakonshus, Asam, Nafka, Hasam, Nafka, Mina, Le'inyin, Hadik, Tani, Le'elin, Ochlan, Behem, Ben, Shosa, Behem, Ben, Echnasim, Behem, Bechama, Ben, Ne'achama, Ben, Shamim, Ne'ar, Shamim. says Tosfos, Rashi holds that there's a Gemara in Megillah that says Bate Knesios in Bavel al Tnai hein asuyos, but the Bate Knesios in Bavel are made al Tnai. That if you want to, then well, that's all the Gemara says. They're made al Tnai. What does that mean? So Rashi says they're made al Tnai. That if you want to eat and drink and sleep in the shul, it's permissible. That's how they made the Bate Knesios in Bavel. They're made al Tnai. So says Tosfos, you'd imagine that Lefi Rashi there's a simple answer to this kasha. Ravashi was in Bavel, but the Knesses of Bavel are made al Tnai. So of course he was able to sleep in the Bezek Knesses because they made al Tnai. That you're allowed to sleep. Kashit, the whole question never began. Sounds like the simplest answer to the kasha. That's why Tosfos starts off this way, because you don't need fancy answers. He slept on the side of the shul. Oh, it's a tzor Bezek Knesses. Alom de shavris gevard. But you don't need anything. Just it's mutter because it's not awesome. That's the basic rule. Is it asa? Well, if it's mutter, everything is mutter until proven asa. So if the Gemara Megillah says that if the Knesset Shabbavolam are made al Tanai, that you can eat and sleep and right and protect yourself from chama, from geshamim by going into the Besek Knesset, so of course Rav Ashi was allowed to sleep in the shul. It says Tosfos, but that's dead wrong. I think Rashi has the wrong shot in the Gemara. Daka Amar Hasan Basar Hachi Ravina V'Rav Ada Havu Kaimi V'Shaili Shmaita Meirava. Also, Zilcha de Mitra, Alayu, Vaili Lebe Knishta, Lomishum Mitra, Elamishum de Shmaita Bayat Silusa. Gemara says that they went into the Beis HaKnesses, they were talking and learning, and then a Mitra came, a rain came, they went into the Beis HaKnesses, not because of the rain. Not because of the rain. They wouldn't have gone in because of the rain. They went in to learn, because Shmaita Bayat Silusa, because learning requires a clarkeit. You have to have clarity in the head. You can't be tzimisht. Can't be so, you know, if you're worried about the rain, not going to be able to think straight. What does that mean? V'hashta v'halo beis ha-knesses shel bavel hoya v'hoyu yuchol nikones ba midnei ha-motor. In fact, according to Rashi, it's the chapele. Why didn't they go into the shul? The Gemara says they didn't go into the shul because of the mitra. They went in because shmaita bayat zilusa. What do you need that for? They could have gone in because of the mitra. You're allowed to protect yourself from the sun and the rain in Bate Knesios Shebabavim. Because Rashi says that they're made al Tanai, that you're allowed to use them. Be Yishuvan, you're allowed to use them even when the Beis HaKnesses is standing. So why did they go in only because Shmaita Bayat Silusa? They could have gone in because of the Matar itself. So says Tosfos, obviously Rashi learns the wrong pshat in the Gemara. That which the Gemara says, Bate Knesios Shebabavim, made al Tanai, that doesn't mean that they're made al Tanai, that even be yeshuvim, when they're standing, you're allowed to use them for certain private activities, for achila and shesia and shame. No, that's not what it means. So if it's not what it means, so then what's Prat Na Gemara? Obviously, Prat Na Gemara is different. Rav Ashi slept outside the Beis HaKnesses. So what's the Gemara Megillah talking about? So Tosfos comes around at the end to give Prat. It's like a back and forth with Tosfos. It's not, you sort of have to break it up to understand what Tosfos is saying. So at the very end of Tosfos, he says, Al-Tanai Hein Asuyas doesn't mean that b'yishuvan you can eat and you can sleep. No, it means b'churbanam, and they're no longer standing. Right? When they're destroyed, so then you're allowed to use them for private activities. Besides Kalos Rosh. Kalos Rosh you're not allowed to do anyway. Levity, frivolity, that in a mokum that used to have a Beis HaKnesses, that even b'chorbonim, even though the Beis HaKnesses b'vavol are made ala tanai, you're still not allowed to use the mokum for kalas rosh. That's too much of a bizar. But achila and shesi and shena, as Tosfos, that's what the Gemara means, that they're made ala tanai, that b'chorbonim, then you're allowed to use them for these purposes. Then you're allowed to use them for these purposes. So that's why Tosfos had to give his own answer. But according to Rashi, the whole kasha never began. Rav Ashi was able to sleep in the shul because it was a Beis HaKnesses Shebabavel. They made al Tanai that you're allowed to eat and drink and sleep in the shul. So there are three answers to this kasha. Right? There's Tosfos, that he slept outside. The Ran, that Letzor Beis HaKnesses Mutter to sleep inside. Hagos Hashi is just an extension. He would say even Letzor HaMitzvah's Mutter. That's the Ran's answer. And Rashi's answer is the Beis HaKnesses was made al Tanai, so therefore it's mutter to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. Yes?
Could Tosfos agree with the Ran to sleep the Tzorach Mitzvah if you don't have a bed? And here it's he brought his bed into the Beis HaKnesses, so it would be a bazillion, the heart. But
if that's the case, why didn't he sleep without the bed? then he could, then it's more of a kula. So, right? There's more reason to be mekel. So, he should have slept without a bed. So, mistama, stama, there's no difference. Stama is the same level whether he sleeps with a bed or not.
So, how does that work with Mishnah and Tum?
That the Kohanim would sleep without a bed.
Yeah. Then, Kop Homer, to the base offenses.
The what? In the base of Knesset, Kavachomer, it's also to sleep with the bed, so certainly in the base of Mikdash.
Yeah.
Side of the base of Mikdash, it would be also to sleep with the bed.
Or without the bed?
It'd be also to sleep without a bed. Yeah. Now, so what? It's also to sleep without a bed in the base of Knesset, so therefore it's also to sleep without a bed in the base of Mikdash.
Yeah.
So what are you trying to say? It's also to sleep. It's also to sleep with a bed in the Beis HaKnesses, and it's also to sleep without a bed in the Beis HaKnesses?
Or it could also be agreeing that it's fine without a bed.
I thought we just said from the Mishnah and Talmud that there's a Kavach HaKnesses from the Beis HaKnesses that it's also to sleep without a bed.
No, the Talmud says that they slept in the Beis HaKnesses without a bed, so it doesn't mean we have to say here that it's fine to sleep without a bed in the Beis HaKnesses.
Not sure, I have to think about it. Oh. Not sure. Question. Yes, Akiva.
What does Toso see in Rashi to say that Rashi holds it down for sure? Could you say Rashi is defining what's denied, and that would work for both possible shatim?
I think if Rashi meant to say that the Tanai was only b'chorbanam, he should have specified. If he doesn't say b'chorbanam, the poshup shot is, it means when the Beis HaKnesses is standing. So that's why Toso felt Rashi was not machalic between b'yishuvim as opposed to b'chorbanam. Joe. Again, I can't hear. Again.
Let me ask you a kasha differently.
Tosfos gives an answer in the Gemara, right? Rav Ashi did not sleep in the shul. He slept on the side. What does he need that for? Tosfos himself says that Boteknesio Shebabov El Ameid Alatanai, Vos Meintos, Bechorbanam at least, Ameid Alatanai, that you're allowed to eat and sleep in the shul structure, Bechorbanam, right? But you're allowed to sleep there in the Beis HaKnesses Shechorei. So why don't Tosfos just say Rav Ashi slept in the shul, but it was b'chorbanim, right? They're taking apart the shul, so it's b'chorbanim. So what's the issur? Pilei plaim. Lachara, that's a good kasha. No, Jim, that's what you're trying to give a teretz, but you can't give that teretz for Tosfos because Tosfos didn't give that teretz. So really, what you're asking is a kasha. That's what you're really asking. Your teretz is a kasha. So many of the talmidim, at least four sets of chavrusas this morning, asked me this kasha. This is the big kasha that's rolling around this year. Baldic! What a quarter give all the big kasha. Woody.
Isn't Nechorov different than...
Sorry?
Isn't Nechorov different than knocking it down to rebuild it?
Why?
Destroyed sounds like it actually got destroyed from whatever, but knocking it down is taking down on Nas to rebuild.
On Nas to rebuild, therefore what?
Derech
Shasa. What are you saying? Baldic! Namash. It's unbelievable. What are you saying? You're saying that if you're Soser al Manas Lesakein, maybe that's not called the Churbanah. Maybe that's not called the Churbanah. Kiva Levi showed me that they quote the Machzis HaShekel gives this answer. That maybe Soser al Manas Lesakein, if you're taking apart the shul in order to be Metakein the shul, that's not called the Churbanah. That's called B'Yeshuva. It's B'Yeshuva now. But it's Soser, it's so to speak Chorev. It's not Chorev. It's not Chorev. You're doing it for a positive purpose. You're doing it to be Masakein it better. So that's not called Bechorbana. That's why Tosfos said it's Kasha, Rav Ashi, slept in the shul. But it's not Bechorbana, it's B'Yeshuvam. And B'Yeshuvam, there's no such thing as the Tanai against Rashi. So Tosfos had to give his other answer. Good, Joe?
Who said that?
Machzis HaShekel. Mori Schlosser. I mean, he's not the Machzis HaShekel, but he said the same thing as the Machzis. Yes.
Rashi, is it pshat in that it is an eye that you're removing the bizayon altogether, or that even though there's bizayon, we're going to ignore the fact that it exists?
If it's made al tanai, so then there's no problem with bizayon, because because there's a t'nai that the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is not going to be chal le'inyan this ma'isim. And you should be allowed to do these inyonim because you're making a t'nai in the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses that this should be permissible. So therefore there's no issue.
Isn't it a big chiddush to say that when you're building a shul, you're having like kavanas to make a t'nai for in many years later when it's going to be a football?
You're building the shul. I'll t'nai that you should be able to use it. Well, why is that? That's a t'nai in the binyan Beis HaKnesses that it should be allowed to, maybe tomorrow, maybe in 3 years down the road, whatever. But the people who build the shul, so they shaf the kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. They're the ones that make it bichal, so it's their das that can determine what the kiddush of the Beis HaKnesses is going to involve. I think so. So one more, Efraim.
I think the point Max said is also said by the Mordechai.
The Mordechai?
Yeah.
Where?
It says the Mordechai Megillah says,
"If not satzal minas liv, no shari tahim asitza binyan negri."
So he says it's not
the
chaban; it's called
binyan. Shh. Okay. Hold it. Got a lot of mefarshim over here in the shul. There's a Matzah Shekel and Mordechai and a Makshin over here. Joe Baron. Gevaldik. Okay. Gevaldik. Wonderful. Excellent. Just one parenthetical point before we move on. What's Rashi going to do with that Gemara that Tosfos quotes? The different Amoraim went into the shul because Shmaita Bayat Tzivusa. They didn't go in because of the Mitra. But why? Rashi holds Beis HaKnesses of Bavel Al Tnai and Asuya, so it should be Mutter. So why did the Gemara have to pick up on Shmaita Bayat Tzivusa? Lechora, Rashi would have to say that they were knowing Amidas Chasidus. They didn't really have to do that. They really could have gone in because of the Mitra to protect themselves from the rain. The Chiddush of the Gemara is that they didn't want to do that. The Gemara tells the story so that we understand that it's appropriate to be Machmir. If a person is on that level to do that Amidas Chasidus, it's appropriate. And that's what they did according to Rashi. Me'ikar HaDin, it would have been Mutter, but they did Amidas Chasidus. So that could be Pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos doesn't want to say that. It doesn't say in the Gemara it's Amidas Chasidus. Sounds like Medina they did that, so why? So he says that there's no t'nai b'yishuvah, there's only t'nai b'chavonot, so that's why they wouldn't have gone in because of the mitra, they would only go in because Shmaita Bayat Tzivus. Okay, this is the basic sugya, structure of the sugya, different answers that the Rishonim give for this kash. What does Tosfos say? Let's analyze Tosfos a bit more. I want to go more deeply into Tosfos. Tosfos says that the Gemara Megillah that tells us that Beis HaKnesses Shebavavel Al Tnai Hein Asuyos, that's talking b'churban, but the Yeshuva, no Tnai is going to work. How do we understand such a Shiva? If Tnai works by Beis HaKnesses Shebavavel, so then why shouldn't it work by Yeshuva? And if Tnai doesn't work in a Beis HaKnesses Shebavavel, so why b'churban and should it work? My Shna, Yeshuva from churban. Tosfos gives us a chiluk. He gives us a mechanism of a difference, but I'm not sure I understand what the chiluk really is. Manav Shach, if they built the Beis HaKnesses al Tanai, so they want it to be a Tanai. So comes Tosfos and says, well, but when the Beis HaKnesses is standing, the Tanai doesn't work. It's only b'churban. I don't get it, but they built it al Tanai. So Manav Shach, if we take the Tanai seriously, then even the Yeshiva, we should take the Tanai seriously. If we don't take the Tanai seriously, so Vuseppis B'chorbanim, somehow the Tanai is resurrected. They had it in mind B'shas Binyonim, so either we take it seriously, even B'yeshuvon, or don't take it seriously B'chorbanim. Well, what kind of a pshara is this, that B'chorbanim will take the Tanai seriously, but the B'yeshuvon we're not going to take the Tanai seriously? The Rav wanted to suggest that maybe there's really a fundamental yisod that Tosfos is teaching us about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses in general. And to understand what Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is really all about, we first have to analyze a model for Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and that is Sukkah. Sukkah also is the kind of thing, it's a structure that has Kedusha. Let's analyze what the Kedusha of Sukkah is based on. Let's try to figure out whether Tanoim in the Kedusha of Sukkah can work. And maybe if we understand the Sugya of Sukkah, we'll better be able to approach the Sugya of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Where does the Gemara talk about Kedusha Sukkah? Obviously in Masechta Sukkah, but also Masechta Beitza. It's a little bit, the Gemara is a little bit shorter, it's easier Masechta Beitza, so that's why I gave you Beitza to look at. But it's also in Sukkah on Daf Tes. Gemara Beitza on Daf Lamed Amid Beis seems to quote two different sources or two different reasons why Atzei Sukkah is during Kol Shiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer Minayin Shekeshem Shechal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagig Kachal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah Tavalov Chag Sukkah Shivas Yomim LaShem Achag LaShem Avsukkah LaShem. So one mocker for the din of Atzei Sukkah Asura Kol Shiva, you're not allowed to use the Eitzim of the Sukkah. You know, you can't use the Eitzim of the Schach, take off a piece of bamboo and use it as a baseball bat. On Sukkahs, use it as firewood or something. You have to leave it on the Sukkah. You can't use it for some other purpose. Now, the reason I say that is because there is a Shita in the Taz that's that carefully points out that one is allowed to lean chairs against the Sukkah. Even though you say, but you're being nene from the Atzei Sukkah, from the Defanos, and some Rishonim hold that Atzei Sukkah, Asurim Kol Shiva, applies not only to the Schach, but to the Defanos as well. So some say, well, it's different. If you use up the item, right, if you take it away from the Sukkah and you use it up, or if you're just being nene from the Sukkah in its place. So that's why I just gave the example that you're taking something away, taking Schach away from the Sukkah. Or you're actually burning the Schach, right, using it up. Right, which could be worse. But this is one mocker. One mocker for the Isra of Atzei Sukkah Asurim Kol Shiva. So a pasuk, Machag LaShem Avsukah LaShem. Carbon. A carbon has Kedusha. There's an Isra Anon, an Isra Me'ilah and Karbonas. Yehuda ben Beseira says, so too there's an Isra of Atzei Sukkah Asurim Kol Shiva. But then in the Hemshech of the Gemara, it talks about making a Tanai in the Noi Sukkah. Making a Tanai in the Sukkah. And the Gemara uses a lashon that Atzei Sukkah b'chola kedusha alayu is katzoy l'shiva. That Atzei Sukkah kedusha has been chal on them because they're huktza l'mitzvasim. But there's a din of muktza, right? A person is maktza things midaita. There's a concept of muktza on Shabbos. A person doesn't plan on using certain things, racks and twigs, whatever, right? Sticks and stones. So too, when it comes to the sukkah, you don't plan on using the elements of the sukkah, you're going to leave them in the sukkah. You're going to use the defanos and the schach for the sukkah, kol shiva. So the huktzu l'mitzvaso, they're designated, they're set aside for the mitzvah of sukkah, so therefore they're going to be asa. And because of the designation, so the Gemara uses the klal that migud is katsoi, that is katsoi l'shiva, that there is katsoi l'shiva, they are designated for all 7 days. And there is katsoi ben ashmoshes. When is the din of muktza chal ben ashmoshes? Like it's chal on Shabbos as well. But the Gemara does point out that if you make a tanai, so then that haktsoi is not going to be chal. Right? If you say any bodo mehem kol ben ashmoshes, if you're not separating yourself all ben ashmoshes, so ben ashmoshes there's no iser. The ben ashmoshes there's no iser. Even if on Sukkot itself, you are using the Atzei Sukkah for the Sukkah, but Huktzah L'Mitzvah is not going to apply because as long as Ben Hashmoshes, there was no Issa because you made it tonight, that it shouldn't be Issa for you. You should be able to use the Ben Hashmoshes. So then, throughout the end of Sukkot, is going to be made. So, it's interesting. The Gemara in Beitza gives two different reasons as to why Atzei Sukkah should be Asur and Kol Shiva. Either it's Xeras HaKosav, Ma'achag L'Hashem, Asukah L'Hashem, there's some Kedusha that's chal on the sukkah, just like on karbonis, the kedusha is going to be chal. Or says the Gemara, it's huktzah l'mitzvasa, and because it's huktzah l'mitzvasa, it's set aside, so therefore there's going to be an issur. So Tosfos here in Beitza and also in sukkah, Tosfos is troubled with the obvious question: what do you need two different reasons for? What do you need two reasons for? There's a pasuk, so what do you need the svara? Right, svara lamali krohu. Right, what's the purpose? Actually, no. Normally we say that kro lamali svarahu. But that's if the svara is a svara daraisa. Huktzah l'mitzvasa presumably is a svara derabbanan. Just like muktzah on Shabbos is a din derabbanan. Huktzah l'mitzvasa, is that a din daraisa? Poshup shat is it's not a din daraisa. That's the poshup shat. There are rashis and sukkah, not for now, but the poshup shat is it's not a din daraisa, it's a din derabbanan. So the kash is for karet. If you have a kro daraisa, you have a posuk in the Torah, to teach me this, the raisa vatsi sukkah asurin kol shiva, so what do you need huktzah l'mitzvah, which is only a dindarabbanan? If I had a svara daraisa, it's one thing. I don't have a svara daraisa, I just have a dindarabbanan. Svara daraisa, so why do I need the svara daraisa if I have a pasuk? The kosher factor is the mash ma'acha, the mash atzi sukkah asurin, I know vitan muktzah, chay mash ma'bishabis. Hova hukta la mitzvah so mukta li yisuro. Ula el ka'amar machag la Hashem achsuga la Hashem. Alma dasarid midaraisa. Machag la Hashem achsuga la Hashem sounds like it's a din daraisa. Hukta la mitzvah so sounds like it's a din darabona. So which one is it? What's going on? The Tosfos quotes two answers to this kasha. Tiritz Rabbi Natan. The Mashomer Machag la Hashem achsuga la Hashem hainu lefi shir sukkah. When does the pasuk of Machag L'Hashem Asukah L'Hashem apply? That's in the Iker Shir of a Sukkah. What's the Shir of a Sukkah? Four walls? No. Shtayim Kilchasan Ushlishas Afilu Tefach. That's it. That's all you need in a Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah learns it out of different Sukkah, basukas, mole, chasa, not for now. But shtayim kilchasa means two, the shir, kilchasa, the shir of Zayin Tvachim. And they have to be in an L shape, kamin gam, as they said, kamin gam, called kamin gam. What the Rishonim call, shlish is afilu tefach. Shlish is there has to be some kind of a tefach over there with a lovoid, with, not for now. The complications, but shlish is avilu tefach. That's the halakha which we see now. That for a sukkah, all you need is three walls, and the third wall doesn't even have to be the full wall, right? Shlish is avilu tefach. 2.9 tefachim over here. This has to be at what's called a tefach shochek. It's a little bit more than a tefach, so together you have four. And then there's a further shaila for the rest of it. You need a tzuras hapesach. You don't need a tzuras hapesach. Complicated, but the point is you don't need four walls. So after Rabbeinu Tam, the fourth wall is certainly extra. Even part of the third wall is extra. So that extra can't be also because of the pasuk. It's not part of the shir of the sukkah. So, but if it's huksa l'mitzvah, so if the person built it into his sukkah, so then he's makze midas. He's makze midaito. Huksa l'mitzvah, so then the isra v'atzei sukkah is going to apply to that chelik as well. That's one answer. But I need both. I need the isra d'araisa for the basic shir of sukkah, but I need huksa l'mitzvah, so midrabbanan for the extra that the person built into the sukkah. The re-pirish, but the re gave a different answer. I want to focus on the re's answer. The re-pirish, the vada, calls mancha, sukkah b'amida, shayach b'machag, l'ashem, l'asukkah l'ashem. Abo kishenof lo lo shayach b'machag v'chula. Abo kishenof, let's stop there. There's a hemshif, but let's stop there. Abo kishenof lo shayach b'machag. What does the re say? Also, he's trying to make a chilek that I need the pasuk. Pasuk is for X, but I need huksa l'mitzvasa for an extra case. What's it? What's the extra case? Look, the basic. What's the extra case? Zok the re. When the sukkah is standing, so then of course the sukkah has kedusha. Machag l'Hashem asuk l'Hashem. So of course atzei sukkah asur and kol shiva because of the kedusha of the sukkah. But what happens if the sukkah falls down? Zok the re. The pasuk is not going to apply anymore. The pasuk machag l'Hashem asuk l'Hashem. Is not going to apply anymore once nafla sukkah. So then why are atzei sukkah asurin? Let's say the sukkah falls down. Right? So the sukkah falls down. So then am I allowed to use the schach for firewood, for a baseball bat, for whatever? Comes the Gemara and says, no, you can't even use it even after the sukkah falls down because it's huksa l'mitzvasa. So that's what I need the second time for. The issa d'araisa applies when the sukkah is standing. But when the sukkah falls down, the issa d'araisa doesn't apply anymore, but the din of huksa l'mitzvasa still does apply. So that's why I need the second halacha. What's the re saying? Chora, what the re is saying is that when the sukkah falls down, then the shame sukkah is paka. It's not called a sukkah anymore. Now it's a pile of wood. It's a pile of wood and bamboo and whatever it is, right? Whether you have mats or regular bamboo, or, fill in the blanks. It's not a sukkah anymore. So once Paka Shem Sukkah, so then the din of Masukkah, Machag L'Hashem, of Sukkah L'Hashem, it doesn't make any sense. It can't apply. Right? That halacha is set on a Sukkah. Machag L'Hashem, of Sukkah. Chag HaSukkah, Shivas Yamim L'Hashem. The pasuk is talking about a Sukkah. So if the Shem Sukkah exists, so then we understand that. It's a Sukkah, should be a Surah and Kol Shiva, because the Isser, the Kedusha, is chal on the Sukkah itself. As long as the Shem Sukkah is there, so the Atzei Sukkah that composed the Sukkah are going to be Asur and Kol Shiva. But once the Sukkah falls down, Zok the Re, the Shem Sukkah is Paka. So if the Shem Sukkah is Paka, the Isser of Atzei Defanos that stems from Achag L'Hashem, Asukah L'Hashem, that's going to fall away as well, because I don't have a Shem Sukkah anymore. But there still is an issa midin hoktzalim mitzvasa. Hoktzalim mitzvasa means that if I was makze, if I designated this wood for the mitzvah of sukkah, so then even if the sukkah falls down, the wood is still designated for the mitzvah. But how? I can't fulfill the mitzvah now without a sukkah standing. What's the answer? It's still designated for the mitzvah. How? How? But I can't fulfill the mitzvah if I don't have a sukkah. So how is it still designated? Because I can do what? I can rebuild the sukkah. Right? The wood is still usable for the mitzvah sukkah. I'll rebuild the sukkah. So huktzah l'mitzvah can still apply kol shiva even if it fell down. So that's why I need huktzah l'mitzvah to teach me a new issa. That the wood is still usher even if the sukkah falls down. And the shame sukkah is paka, but huktzah l'mitzvah hasn't fallen away because it's ru'uya l'mitzvah. It's royal l'mitzvah because I can use it to rebuild the sukkah. Does the Tanai work in the Isra of Sukkah? So the Gemara mentions this idea of any bodo called by Ashmoshes. Does the Tanai work? Zokti Rav within the Ri, right? The Rav wanted to say that if you think about it, Tanai should only work for the Isra of Atzei Sukkah that stems from what? Which one of these Isurim? Right? There's an Isra of Atzei Sukkah that stems from Machag Lashem of Sukkah Lashem, that the Sukkah has a Kedusha Saguf, if you will, that the sukkah itself intrinsically is kadosh, then there's another din that it's hoked to the mitzvah, so, and therefore the Atzei Sukkah are going to be asa. Which one do you think should allow Tanai to break the issa? What do you think? What do you think? And why? What do you think, Charles?
Yeah, it seems like only Midi Rabbanan.
Why?
Be able to break
why? What?
Midi Oraita seems like, right, this is the rule, Midi Oraita, there's no exceptions. Only if it's Midi Rabbanan, do we have some...
Okay, so you're saying a Hutzvah, you're saying Doraisa Drabbanan. If it's only Drabbanan, it's more Kal, so maybe there could be a difference. I hear, that's a good start. I'm looking for more. Let's see a new hand. Sylvia?
Maybe because the Tanai that you're making is that you're not going to use this wood after it falls to rebuild the sukkah.
You're not going to use the wood after the Tanai you make. What in the Tanai you make is that you're not going to use the wood. You are going to use the wood yourself, right? You're going
to. The Tanai you're making is that once the sukkah falls, that wood is not going to be used to rebuild the sukkah.
The question is, which iser can fall away with the Tanai? Neither, both, or only one. That's what I'm looking for. Yehuda.
Same. Tanai is any pani bodel me. From the wood for 7 days. So, and you're basically saying I'm not keeping on this Issa Muktzah.
Exactly. What's the Issa Muktzah Bechla? What's the Issa Muktzah dependent on? What's it dependent on? Who said that? Frank. Das! Maktzah Midaitum. Two for two in one day. Maktzah Midaitum. Muktzah is all about Das Adam. The person is Maktzah Midaitum. Right, Charlie? It's about Maktzah Midaitum. So Tanai, why shouldn't Tanai work by Muktzah? That's the whole point. If Muktzah means that the person is Maktzah Midaitum, but if it makes it Tanai, then he's not Maktzah Midaitum, so then there is no Din Muktzah. Machag Lashem Afsuk Lashem, aside from the fact that it's the Raisa, Charlie, that's true that it's the Raisa. But the concept, aside from the fact that it's the Raisa, but the concept is that Sukkah has Kedusha Saguf. Right? It has intrinsic Kedusha. How's Tanai going to break that? What you're saying, it's not a sukkah? But it is a sukkah. You built the sukkah, the tzorech, the mitzvah. So the sukkah itself has intrinsic Kedusha. So can Zayin that it's possible that Tanai can't break that because it has Kedusha Guf, it has intrinsic Kedusha. How's Tanai going to break that? Tanai is a function of what my das is. I can have das from today until tomorrow, but it still is a sukkah. Once it's a sukkah, so then the Kedusha Guf is going to be chal. So then how can Tanai break that? But if the Isser of Atzei Sukkah is based on Huk Tzulam Mitzvasam, if it's based on Huk Tzulam Mitzvasam, so then it's possible that the person makes a Tanai and he says he's not Maktzah Midaitum, so then there's no Isser that's going to be Chal. Because he's Mafkia, the Din Muktzah. There is no Din Muktzah if he doesn't want it to be Huk Tzulam Midaitum. This is Sukkah. Sukkah according to the Ri. That the Ri says there are two different reasons why Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva. First, because there's an intrinsic kedusha that the sukkah has based on machad l'ashem of sukkah l'ashem, and secondly, it's huktzah l'mitzvasa, it's designated for the mitzvah, and therefore, the etzim are going to be awesome. There are two nafkemina, really. The way the Rav is presenting it, there are two nafkemina to these two svaras, two differences between them. First of all, does the Isser apply even if the sukkah falls down? The Isser, based on Machag L'Hashem, Avsukah L'Hashem, that it's Gufei Kedusha, it has a Kedusha Zaguf, it's intrinsically Kadosh, that will not apply when the sukkah falls down, according to the Reed, because then the Shem Sukkah is Paka. But the Din Hukos L'Mitzvah will apply. Right? So there, there's a Chumra of Hukos L'Mitzvah. Comes out that the Din D'Rabbanan is more Chumra than the Din D'Oraisa. It'll apply even if the sukkah falls down. But conversely, T'nai will work only within Hukos L'Mitzvah. Will not work within the Issa D'Oraisa. Not just because it's D'Oraisa. That's a good Svar, Charlie. That it's D'Oraisa, it's Muhammad, but it's even more than that. It's that if there's a Kedusha Zaguf in the Sukkah, so T'nai can't change that Kedusha. That Kedusha Zaguf is Chal in the Gufa Sukkah, and T'nai is not going to do anything to that. But Hukos L'Mitzvah, that's all a function of Das Adam, what he's thinking, what he's Maksimi Das, what is his Das on? So if he makes a T'nai, and he says, any Bodel, I don't want to separate myself, Ben Ashmoshes, so he's not Maksimi Daito. If he's not Maksimi Daito, so then the Isser Muktzah, the Din Hukos L'Mitzvah, is not going to be Chal. This is the model of a cheftz that's osir. Could be osir for one of two reasons. What the nafkamina is on. How does this apply to Beis HaKnesses? So said the Rav is a very important and famous machlokas Rishonim. What the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is really about. And that's the Ran in Masechta Megillah. The Ran quotes the Ramban and then he has his own shita. What does the Ran say? So let's take a look. Take a look in packet 13, the last page of packet 13. The Ran is trying to figure out how is one allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses. You know, when it comes to Hekdesh, so there are different types of Hekdesh. There are different types of Hekdesh, but a carbon has Kedusha Saguf, a carbon that has Kedusha Saguf, you can't be poda a carbon. You can't be poda an animal unless it gets a mum. But if it has a Kedusha Saguf and there is, and it's doesn't have a, it's not a Baal Mum, you can't be poda. There's no, it's not shayach to be poda. Because the Kedusha Saguf can't go anywhere. It can't go on to Dhamma. There is no Kedusha Saguf over here. There's a Kedusha Saguf. There's no Kedusha just in the value. It's that the Gufa Behema has Kedusha, so that can't go on to Dhamma. If a person is Makdish, let's say, his watch to the base of Makdish. He's Makdish, I don't know, his car to the base of Makdish. Right? So what, he's going to drive the car onto the Harabais? No, he's going to sell the car. So he was makdish it b'kedushas damim. And if you makdish an object for berek abayis, you makdish it really for the damim, it's not going to be brought on the mizbeach. So then you can be poda. You can be poda because you really were only makdish the damim, so the kedusha can be chal on the damim. And then the item that you were makdish is yotze l'chula. Right? So pidyon works by kedushas damim, but not by kedushas mizbeach, not by kedushas aguf, because kedushas aguf, where's the kedusha going to go to? Can't go on to the damim. There was never a Kedushas Damim here to begin with. It's that the Behema was miskadish to be brought as a carbon. So you can't be poda then. So frek the Ramban, how can you sell a Beis HaKnesses? How can you sell a Beis? The goal of selling the Beis HaKnesses is that now someone else is going to be able to use the Beis HaKnesses for a different purpose, not for davening, not for dvarim shav kedusha. But how does that work? How's it going to be yotzei l'chulin? There's no pidyon in the Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaKnesses has a Kedusha Saguf. Right? The Beis HaKnesses is Kadosh. So the Beis HaKnesses is Kadosh. So even after you've sold it, nothing happened. The money is Chulin and the Beis HaKnesses still has Kedusha. So what happened? There's no heter to use the Beis HaKnesses. So how does the whole thing work? That was the Kasha of the Ramban. So the Ramban, to answer this Kasha, comes up with a big chiddush. The Ramban says, you know, there's no Kedusha Saguf by Beis HaKnesses. That's not why it's Kadosh. What does the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses stem from? It's not that there's some kind of intrinsic Kedusha in the structure in the Beis HaKnesses itself. No. The Tirei Zal, says the Ran, quoting from the Ramban, the Tirei Zal, the Beis HaKnesses, also ketashmishei mitzvah. Also ketashmishei mitzvah. Sounds like it's like I did the Ramban. Kesukah v'lulav shemizrokin la'acha mitzvasam. U'bizman mitzvah yesh bahen kedusha shal kovid. Zok the Ramban, you know what Beis HaKnesses is? Two words. It's not Kedusha Saguf. What is it? Tashmish and Mitzvah. Tashmish and Mitzvah. That's what it is. What does it mean, Tashmish and Mitzvah? It's used for mitzvahs. Used to daven, and davening is a mitzvah. It was a mitzvah. You're using the Beis HaKnesses as a maila to raise the tefillah to a higher level. It's like tashmishe mitzvah. Tashmishe mitzvah. Tashmishe mitzvah nizrokin la'achar tashmishan. Right? You can throw them out. You can throw out the tzitzis strings. You can throw out a lulav. The only thing is, you're not supposed to throw it out at makom bizayon. Like if you throw the lulav, you know, you put the lulav aside in your backyard and it disintegrates, it's not a bizayon. You put the lulav in the garbage, so that's a bizayon. If you use your tzitzis string, you know, as a bookmark in your Gemara, so that's not a bizayon, the tzitzis string. But if you throw it in the garbage, that's a bizayon. Some posts can actually say you can put the lulav string into a plastic bag and then put it in the garbage, because as long as you keep it separate from the garbage, that's not a bizayon. You're showing that it's not the garbage, it's different than the garbage, so that's permissible. Right? That's permissible. Tashmish and mitzvah, they can be nizrokin, as long as you don't do it b'derek bizayon. So says the Ramban, if it's only tashmish and mitzvah, so then we understand that you can sell it. Then pigeon can be nitfas in the Beis HaKnesses. Because it doesn't have a Kedushas HaGuf. Right? It doesn't have a Kedushas HaGuf. It's only Tashmish and Mitzvah. So as long as you're using it for the Mitzvah, then it has a Kedusha. But if you sell it, and it's not going to be used for the Mitzvah, so then the Kedusha falls away. There is no Kedusha. Only when it's being used for the Mitzvah does it have Kedusha. If it's no longer being used for the Mitzvah, then the Kedusha is going to fall away. This is how the Ramban wants to explain how one can sell a Beis HaKnesses. But the Ran argues. The Ran's not happy with the Ramban. He has different kashas. I didn't ask you to look at all the kashas, but the Ran comes around to say like this: Lefikof Neroli the Beis HaKnesses with the Kavasei Kevan Sheikaro Asi Loma Bodova Shebekdusha Hitilu Bo Chachamim Kedusha Midivreim Vafilu Hisnuvel of Zayin Tuvei Oir B'Mayim Ran Sheoir Iefsher Shetipaka Kedusha So Bechdim Mipnei Kvod HaKedusha Sheyeshba. So the Ran, I think the Ramban is dead wrong. The Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is not just because of Tashmish and Mitzvah. It's really Gufei Kedusha. Right? It's Gufei Kedusha. It has a Kedusha Saguf, says the Ram. It has a Kedusha Saguf. This is the Ramban. The Ramban says that Mahu Geder Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. The Ramban says it's Tashmish and Mitzvah. The Ram says it's Kedusha Saguf. So how does Mechira work according to the Ram? So I didn't give you that part of the Ram. But some Talmidim was not curious. I'm happy they were. If you read a little bit further in the Ram, he tells you, The Ram says, what is the Kedusha Saguf of Beis HaKnesses stem from? It stems from the fact that they say Dvarim Shebekedusha in Shul. Say Kedusha. Right? We say Dvarim Shebekedusha in Shul. That's what gives it the Kedusha. Very interesting. He doesn't invoke the Gemara Megillah that Bate Knesios are called Mikdash Ma'at. That would have been a simpler Svar. Now, if they're called a Mikdash Ma'at, so the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha Saguf, so Beis HaKnesses also should have Kedusha Saguf. Somehow the Ram, both the Ram and the Ramban feel that Gemara is like an agadic Gemara. It's not a halachic principle. Maybe the status of Mikdash Ma'at, the pasuk Medivrei Kabbalah, the pasuk the Navi uses, that's not going to give it a Kedusha Saguf. So he needs this Svara that because they say Dvarim Shebekedusha in the Beis HaKnesses, that's why it has a Kedusha Saguf. So says the Ram, after you sell the Beis HaKnesses, so the domim of the Beis HaKnesses, the domim were never used for Dvarim Shebekdusha. It's Klisha from the Kedusha Rishonah. So the domim get the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. And that's how the Kedusha, he says, the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses can taka bipoka, he says. If the Kedusha stems from the fact that they say Dvarim Shebekedusha in the Beis HaKnesses, so So now, if they're no longer going to say Devarim Shebekedusha and Reis HaKnesses, somehow the Kedusha can be Paka, says the Rebbe. The Kedusha can be Paka. And that's how it's going to be mutter to sell the Reis HaKnesses. Akiva.
This just kind of sounds like a more elaborate mechanistic way to say Tosos. I mean, sorry, not to say Tosos, to say the Ramban. The Ramban just says it's not just because you use it. The Ramban just said it's able to be Paka because the Tashmish that created the Kedusha is no longer.
The Ran is really saying that there is a Kedusha. The Ramban is saying there's really no Kedusha per se. Tashmish and Mitzvah don't have Kedusha, they have to be treated, but they're covered, as the Ran says. Right? Like he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, that you're not, that Neros Chanukah have a certain Hashivus because they're used as Tashmish and Mitzvah, so you're not allowed to be Martzimaos Bifneim. You can't count your money in front of Neros Chanukah. Right, you're supposed to use them only when they are covered. The Ran is saying, no, it's more than that. There is a kind of kedusha in the Beis HaKnesses, but because it stems from Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, if you're not using them for Dvarim Shebe Kedusha anymore, so then maybe the kedusha is going to be poked. Okay, that's the detail of the Ran and the Ramban trying to explain why it's permissible to sell the Beis HaKnesses. But what emerges from this machlokas? That there's a major dispute in the Rishonim as to what the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is really about. Is it like Tashmish and Mitzvah? Or is it Kedusha Sagov? What is that machlokas really? Think about it. What are they really arguing about? Is there Kedusha Sagov, or is the Kedusha, is the Isser, based on Hoksula Mitzvahs? That's what Tashmish and Mitzvah really is all about. That the Beis HaKnesses is Hoksula Mitzvah, so it's being used for the Mitzvah. So as long as it's being used for the mitzvah, then there's a kedusha. Dr. Ramban, if it's not being used for the mitzvah, then the kedusha falls away. There is no kedusha zagof. It's just hukzma mitzvah, so it's just tashmish mitzvah. That's the chora, what the Ramban and the Ran are really disagreeing about. Is there an intrinsic kedusha to the Beis HaKnesses, or is it just a hukzma mitzvah type of din? Said the Rav, l'chora, there are nafkemina between the Ramban and the Ran, along the lines of what we described in Sukkah. Right. First of all, will the kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses be batel b'churban? Will the kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses be batel b'churban? If it falls down, in batla kedusha b'churban. So according to the Ran. Right, that there's a kedushas haguf to the Beis HaKnesses. So then the kedusha really should be batel b'churban, right? According to the Ran, right, then the kedusha should be batel b'churban. Exactly the same as sukkah. If nafla sukkah, there's no kedushas haguf. It's not called a sukkah. It's not called a sukkah. There's nothing to talk about. If we define kedushas Beis HaKnesses as kedushas haguf. So then, if it's not a Beis HaKnesses, I'm not talking about selling it. I'm talking about if it falls down, it's destroyed. So according to the Ran, if it's destroyed, forget about it. There is no Kedusha at all. There's no Kedusha in the Eitzim of the Beis HaKnesses. According to the Ramban, if Kedusha Beis HaKnesses stems from the fact that it's Tashmish and Mitzvah, from Hoktzel and Mitzvah, so then is there Kedusha to the Beis HaKnesses, the Chavana? Yeah, there is. So is it batel? No, it's not batel. The kedusha still is there. Why? Because you could rebuild the Beis HaKnesses with these Eitzim. So the Eitzim are still going to be kadosh. There's still the potential. It's royal and mitzvasim. You still could rebuild the Beis HaMikdash with the Beis HaKnesses with these Eitzim. So the kedusha is still going to be there. And how about in terms of Tanai? Does a Tanai work for the kedusha's Beis HaKnesses to be mevatel the kedusha's Beis HaKnesses? Does Tanai work? And Tnai Moel Levatel Kedushas Beis HaKnesses? So according to the Ramban, if the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is based on Tashmish and Mitzvah, Hooks and Mitzvah, so does Tnai work? Does Tnai work?
Yes.
Of course it works. Because if the person makes a Tnai, then in his Das, he's not Maksa. So Tnai should work. According to the Ran, if his Kedushas are Guf, does Tnai work? No. It shouldn't work, because it's a physical thing. It's intrinsic. It's not a function of the person's das. So l'chora, there are two nafkemina between the Ran and the Ramban. There are two nafkemina between the Ran and the Ramban. First of all, can the kedusha be batal b'chavana? And secondly, can Tanai work to be mevatel the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses? Said the Rav. Maybe pshat. Yes, Benny.
Why are we assuming that there's no like kedusha to go for the mitzvah itself?
Which mitzvah?
Any of the mitzvahs that you do in the.
What does that mean, a kedushas haguf? Is it something physical? Kedushas haguf is chal on something physical. A behema, a Beis HaKnesses, the walls of the Beis HaKnesses. There is an aspect of kedusha in the dvarim shebekedusha that we do in the Beis HaKnesses, but that's not physical. Is there a kedusha chal on the physical eitzim bavan? That's the shaila that we're trying to, that we're addressing over here. Said the Rav, maybe the Tosus in Bava Basra held her both timing. He held her both around Ban and around. And that's why Tosus understood that there's a chilek between Tanai b'Yishuva as opposed to Tanai b'Chorban. Again, Tosus holds Rav Ashi was not sleeping in the Beis HaKnesses. He only slept on the side. You can't say that B'Tekneis Yosha B'Goyal al Tanai hein asuyos, because that kind of Tanai is only. It's only b'chabonim, and this Beis HaKnesses had a status of b'yeshuvim because they're sosra amanas livno, so therefore it has a din that it's still b'yeshuvim. So we ask, if Tanai works b'chabonim, why shouldn't it work b'yeshuvim? And if it doesn't work b'yeshuvim, why shouldn't it work b'chabonim? It's up to Rav, I'll tell you why. Because Tosfos holds that the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses really is composed of both elements. He agrees with the Ran, but he says the Ramban isn't wrong. The Ramban is also right. Right? Even if you say like the Ran, right? The Ran says that you need some fancy reason to explain how it's mutter to sell a shul, how the kedusha of the shul is going to fall off, because it's gufei kedusha. It has a kedusha saguf. He's more machmer than the Ramban. But the Ramban's svara that it's huxlum mitzvasa, everyone holds of that. Right? It's not huxlum mitzvasa, it's huxlum to do a mitzvah in the shul. Everyone has to, even the Ran has to agree with the Ramban, it's just he's machmer more than the Ramban. And that's how Tosus will say as well, Zakhtar Ram. Tosus really holds of both time. He holds that the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses stems from the fact that if Niskarish B'Kedusha Zaguf, either because it's called the Mikdash Ma'at, or as the Ran says, because it's Niskarish to the Dvarim Shebekedusha that we recite in the shul, it has a Kedusha Zaguf. But it's also no worse than Tashmish and Mitzvah. It's also Huktzah L'Mitzvah. So that's why Tosus says that B'chorbanim, it needs a Tanai. B'yishuvan, a Tanai is not going to work, but B'chorbanim, it needs a Tanai, but a Tanai will work. Why? Because when the Beis HaKnesses is B'yishuvo, it has a Kedusha for which Tanai will not work. What kind of Kedusha? What kind of Kedusha for which Tanai will not work? It has a Kedusha Saguf. So because it has a Kedusha Saguf, B'yishuvo, Tanai is not going to work, B'yishuvo. Aye, but Tanai works on Huxlam Mitzvah, so no, but it's more than Huxlam Mitzvah. It's not just Tashmish and Mitzvah, it also has Kedusha Zaguf. So because it has a Kedusha, Tosus holds it both, right? Tosus is both. So Tosus says if they're both elements, so then, be Yeshuvo, because there's Kedusha Zaguf, Tanai is not going to work. What are you going to tell me that B'Chorbono, Kedusha Zaguf falls off? Just like by Sukkah. Right, the Chorbana, when the Sukkah is Nofel, the shame Sukkah falls away, so all Kedusha Saguf has to fall away. Yeah, but there's still Huktzah Mitzvasa over here. And if there's Huktzah Mitzvasa, there's still a Kedusha that you have to contend with. Yeah, but for Huktzah Mitzvasa, tonight does work. That's exactly the point. Tosfos says that tonight will not work, B'Yishuvo, because there's more than just Huktzah Mitzvasa here. B'Yishuvo, there's even a Kedusha Saguf in the shul. And Tanai doesn't work to be Mevatel Kedusha Saguf. But B'Chorbano, albeit the Kedusha Saguf will fall away, but the Huktzah L'Mitzvah is still there because it's Royal L'Mitzvah, you can rebuild it with the Avonim. So because Huktzah L'Mitzvah is still there, there's an Issa to contend with. Right? I can't eat B'Chorbano. I'm not going to be able to eat in that Makom, to sleep in that Makom. There still is some kind of Kedusha to that Makom because you can rebuild the Beis HaKnesses in that Makom. Oh, but if I make a Tanai, the Tanai will work, because the Tanai works on Huxlam Mitzvasa. So that's why Tosa says that the Tanai will work for Korbanam, even though it's not going to work for Yishuvah. question.
I don't understand how we made the connection between Tashmish Mitzvah, Tashmish Mitzvah, and Mitzvah.
Well, what does Tashmish Mitzvah mean? If you use it for the mitzvah, so therefore it has a kedusha. Why? Because it's designated for the mitzvah. It's really the same idea.
I just don't see why, when it comes to kedusha of Tashmish Mitzvah, that should continue after the mitzvah has ended.
Because you can use it if you don't have it tonight, so then there could be a kedusha afterwards. Right? Just like by sukkah. By sukkah, it's the same thing. The din of Huktzel Mitzvah, so according to the Ri, still applies even after. Even after it falls down, because you can use it, you can still use it. So the kedusha still is there. That's why you're not allowed to put tashmishi mitzvah b'makom bizayon, because there is some kind of a kedusha. The kedusha is you could still use it. You can take the tzitzis string and put it somewhere else and use it for the mitzvah of tzitzis still. So that's why you have to use it b'derech kavod. You're not allowed to use it b'derech bizayon. Okay, with this we'll conclude the Gemara share. I just want to add a brief thought from the Tashmish.